From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. California shootings investigated as terrorism. The assistant chief of the FBI's Los Angeles office, David Bowditch, said Friday a number of pieces of evidence, including signs the California massacre was extensively planned, have turned up to indicate it was a terrorist act. Motivation for the act is still elusive.
I don't have the answer to any direction. Were they inspired? We do not yet know the answer. I'm aware of the post that you're going to ask me about that's out on the Facebook, and I'm aware of it. We're looking into it, but we don't know all the answers to that question yet.
Mr. Bowditch said he'd seen the Facebook posting where the woman involved in the massacre, Pakistani Tashfeen Malik, pledged allegiance to the Islamic State. Now, David Casely is a lawyer representing the Farouk family, and he says not so fast.
When the FBI chief has literally come out and said that they found no link to a larger terrorist group or terrorist cell, I think people need to listen to that and consider that.
Malik and Syed Farouk killed 14 people and wounded 21 at a Christmas party held in Wednesday in San Bernardino, California. They would be killed in a battle later on with police. A prayer vigil was held at a mosque in Riverside, California, the very mosque attended by Farouk. Solheen Kandukar is a program director at the mosque, and his wife was wounded in Wednesday's attack.
For me, this is just a crime. I do not really connect with the faith. This is an act of terrorism against, like, crime against humanity, killing innocent human being. Absolutely, faith has no place for it. Absolutely.
This is VOA News. The 27-year-old Tashfeen Malik came to the U.S. on a K-1 visa known as the fiancé visa. Now, she grew up in Pakistan, but later moved to Saudi Arabia, where she first met Farouk in prison. The two had previously corresponded through an online dating service, according to a family lawyer. That one meeting was all it took for the pair to qualify as an engaged couple for the K-1 visa. One meeting within 2 years of the visa application. A K-1 visa is easier to obtain than other visas, raising questions about the process and how potentially porous it is. Islamic State militants may be trying to counter increased pressure from U.S.-backed ground forces and the ongoing coalition air campaign by forcing more children to join their ranks. U.S. officials became the latest to join the chorus of groups accusing Islamic State of child conscription, saying the terror group recently sunk to new lows. U.S. Central Command spokesman Colonel Pat Ryder said Friday that evidence indicates the conscripts are as young as 10 years old and are used in various capacities, including to fight. Turkish troops have entered Iraq for what U.S. officials say appear to be training exercises with Iraqi forces fighting Islamic State. A Turkish official told Reuters the troops were in the Mosul Bashika region for routine training exercises. The troops crossed the border about 30 kilometers from the ISIS-held city of Mosul. U.S. officials confirmed the move late Friday, saying one Turkish battalion had positioned itself on the Iraqi side of the border. A week-long international conference that focused on AIDS and sexually transmitted diseases in Africa has ended in Zimbabwe's capital of Harare. Sebastian Mofor reports from Zimbabwe.
Medical researchers, HIV activists, and health officials from across the continent met at the conference known as ICASA to look for ways to achieve an AIDS-free Africa. The United Nations says there have been dramatic strides in the fight against HIV/AIDS. Zimbabwe's Health Minister David Parirenyatwa says immediate treatment for anyone diagnosed with HIV is one of the main steps towards that goal.
Test and treat. That has come out very strongly. So once you're tested for HIV and you're found to be positive, go straight for treatment.
Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.
Earlier in the week, medical aid group Doctors Without Borders released a report saying Africa is facing shortages of antiretroviral drugs, otherwise known as ARVs. For more on this story, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.